A proposed strategic plan for Chanchamar calls for a laundry list of more detailed plans for the new municipality starting this year. The outline of a draft strategic plan was presented to Council on March 11th and calls on Chanchamar to immediately take on a tax review, fire services review, recreation plan, and housing plan this year, but leaves other big items such as a climate change adaptation plan, a transportation plan, and a new municipal plan to 2027 and beyond. The outline also notably does not make any mention of either arts or heritage planning, something that residents and groups have called for at Chanchamar Council meetings, and that also shows up in a What We Heard document produced after a series of consultation sessions in August of 2024. Craig Pollitt is the consultant hired to lead the strategic planning process, and he spent about 25 minutes in a virtual presentation to Chanchamar Council last week, outlining a vision, mission, statement, values, and goals for the municipality, all born out of a number of public consultations, stakeholder interviews, and workshops with senior Chanchamar staff and council. The vision, Pollitt presented, is a sort of motto for the town.
Uniquely connected, live here, learn here, grow here.
And the mission statement is designed to be more of a directive of how to achieve that vision.
The mission comes back to, again, this idea of connectedness, fostering a connected, creative community that thrives in harmony with nature, innovation, and inclusion.
Pollitt listed five key values to be reflected in the plan: creativity, sustainability, leadership, integrity, and safety. He then outlined 15 different goals split into 29 specific objectives for the municipality to achieve over the next 3 years, with some receiving higher priority than others. Most of those objectives involve the creation of a more specific plan or strategy.
Because this is your first strategic plan as a municipality, there's a lot of plans in this plan, and that's to be expected. And what we've done is sort of separated these out into three increments or three tiers of when we think they need to be done. And this comes right out of the plan text. So in 2025, this year, a tax review, organizational review, do you have the right staff? Do you have enough staff? Are they doing the right things? A fire services review, a communications plan, a partnership strategy, and an engagement strategy. Those are priorities for 2025. They lay the foundation for a bunch of other stuff that can happen later on.
In addition to those, the outline also recommends two more plans to be completed in 2025 in just 9 months' time: a new recreation master plan and a housing needs assessment and plan, something that up to now has been left to the Southeast Regional Service Commission. Then for the next year, there's a new slate of plans to aspire to complete. The 2026 list includes an asset management plan, an economic development strategy, and a services assessment and delivery strategy.
This is a reflection of the fact that you have a geography that's new. You have residents that are now residents of Chanchamar that used to be residents of another municipality or not a municipality at all. And there really needs to be some work done on making sure that everybody has a sense that they're getting equitable services from this municipality. So a services assessment, including the availability and cost of services to the entire municipality, needs to be done.
And then in 2027 comes climate change adaptation planning, transportation planning, emergency response planning, a customer service and intergovernmental relationship strategy, an infrastructure investment strategy, and a renewed municipal plan. A review of Sackville's municipal plan had been on the to-do list back in 2020 when the pandemic derailed plans for starting the process to update the 2016 plan. Then, after amalgamation in 2023, the need for a review of the Sackville plan turned into a need for the new, larger municipality to develop a new plan covering land use and development. Plan 360 planner Lori Bickford has said that preliminary work is underway in that process, but the process could take years. Councillors didn't have much to say on March 11th after Pollitt finished his presentation, and when CHMA reached out to all nine council members for comment on the proposed plan, we received no responses. But council will have a chance next week to weigh in on the full draft of the strategic plan when Pollitt comes in person to present at the Monday, March 24th afternoon Committee of the Whole meeting. Barring any delays, the plan would then come back to council for April 8th for final approval.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.